On today's Church TechCast Q&A show, live streaming, long recording DSLRs, Patreon, and more. Hi, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com screencast show. And these questions come directly from viewers like you, so I would love for you to submit more questions. If you have any questions, comments, snide remarks, these came from a variety of sources. One of them came directly to me from Facebook. That's a friend of mine. Another one was a comment on my blog, trinitydigitalmedia.com, actually on the contact page, trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. One of them was in one of the groups that I frequent, but it was directed directly to me. Then there was an email. So there are a lot of ways to get in touch with me, and I would love if you would just do that. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact and you'll find all my contact information, including my email address, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. My phone number, 1-877-763-3246 or 1-877-POD-ECHO. My Twitter account is Paul Allencliff, that's PaulAllanclif. And if you do want to go to the Facebook page, it's facebook.com/trinitydigitalmedia, and that'll take you there as well. So any of those are good ways to get in touch with me, and I would appreciate if you did just that. So before we go on, I'm going to be mentioning this later on in the show, but I want to thank viewers like you for contributing to this show and making it possible. So one of the things I was able to do this past week was increase my internet speed because of one of the viewers who has contributed, and he contributed the exact amount to take me up to the next notch. So every time someone does that, I can help make this show better, help it to be more reliable, etc. One of my goals is I would love to have $125 per month for the next several months in support. So if you could help make that happen, that would make me a very happy guy, and it would help make these shows possible. So this is a bit of a milestone show. You might have noticed that a lot of the previous shows, I've talked about places that I go to get questions, and they're not directed directly to me. I answer them, but they're places where people have congregated to ask Church Tech questions. This show is different. I got 5 questions directed directly to me in various venues, and I'll talk about all the venues as I talk about the question, but it was really heartening to know that after about a year of doing this show, I'm really starting to get some traction. So if you want to submit a question, please, by all means, do. So first question comes from Alex Uzor, who is actually an Anglican priest in Nigeria. So hi to you, Alex. Let me skip past the introduction and go to this. I want to learn about online video streaming, what it entails, the tools I need, and the knowledge I need to possess. By next month, I will enroll in an online training in video editing using Premiere Pro. Please, I need you to put me in the right direction. Thank you. Okay, so in conversing back and forth with Alex, I've learned that what he wants to do, because you can call on-demand streaming, or you can call live streaming. So technically, YouTube and Vimeo are both streaming. But most people do not use YouTube's live streaming capability. I would like to eventually have that as a backup. So as long as I've got a good internet connection, I have the ability to stream to multiple places at once. That's the eventual hope. But right now, it's just churchstreaming.tv. So, in clarifying, I found out that it is live streaming that he wants to do, which means that it's a little more difficult than recording and uploading like it is on Vimeo or YouTube or Dailymotion, any of those sites. So, what do you need? Let's start there. You need a camera to take in the signal. You also need a microphone to take in the audio signal. They could be both built into your computer, but I would recommend against that. I think that external cameras tend to work better. The one that I'm using is a Logitech C615, which does 1080p, but it's a lower frame rate. So I think that there are better Logitech cameras out there, but for what I'm doing, which is 640 by 360 streaming, that's fine. So you need a camera and you need a microphone. You need a way to get those into either your computer or your streaming appliance. So for this camera, it's USB, no problem. For this microphone, I've got an audio card that I have an adapter that takes an XLR, so that was no problem either. Now you need encoding software. So Adobe Flash Media Live Encoder is free software that you can use to encode. Now, in talking to Alex, he has a decent computer. It's an Intel i3, so it should be capable of encoding, no problem. But the question I'm next going to ask him is the computer going to be doing something else at this same time? Because if it is, it gets a little iffy. Really, you need your computer dedicated to this, or you need to buy a streaming appliance. Now, Teradek, I guess that's actually a product. The people that make the Teradek also make a streaming appliance. Blackmagic also makes a streaming appliance. If you were to use a TriCaster, it does streaming. So you don't necessarily need to use your computer as a encoding device, but these streaming appliances cost about the same amount as a computer. So it's all how you look at it, I suppose. So there you have your camera, your audio, a way to get those into your computer or your streaming appliance. If it's a computer, it needs encoding software. Now the next thing that we need is we need a streaming host. We need a streaming provider. I use churchstreaming.tv. You could also use YouTube. One caveat for YouTube is they've got a customer service problem. So despite the fact that you may have the appropriate license to stream your worship, if you're using things written in the last 80 years or so, and a few things that are from before then, thank you Walt Disney Company, if you're using some of those things that are still under copyright, you need a streaming license. If you use YouTube, there is no way to tell them ahead of time, I have the appropriate license, please mark my account as such, at least until the license expires. That feels like a bare minimum to me. And there's no one to talk to, no person. So since they haven't anticipated that this could be a possibility, there's no way to do it. You can only do it retroactively. And I've talked to at least two churches that while they were streaming their worship portion, they were taken down by YouTube because YouTube said, oh, there's copyrighted content on this. Content ID says there is. And they said, yes, we know. We got the appropriate permissions in the form of a license. So it's actually better to go with a third party other than YouTube. not because YouTube is this big target that the record industry knows to look at, but because they don't have the appropriate customer service to say, oh, y'all are cool. So I would suggest against YouTube. If it's just talking that you're doing like I am, that's fine. So keep that in mind as you're choosing your streaming provider. But those are the basics. Now, if you're doing copyrighted music, at least in the U.S., I know that Alex is actually from Nigeria. In the U.S., you need a license. CCLI makes a license, and also the church copyright people make a license. The difference between those two licenses is CCLI is Christian music only. The church copyright license, streaming license, is not only Christian music, but secular music as well. So if you ever sing Happy Birthday to someone in your congregation, believe it or not, you need the other license. I know. It doesn't make any sense. The Happy Birthday song should be public domain by now. But thank you, Congress, for messing that up. Okay, sorry. We'll move on to the next question before I step up on my soapbox and rant for a long, long time. Okay, Jeff Thompson emailed me, "Hey Paul, I stumbled upon your website and I'm really looking forward to using it as a resource. I'm the media director at First Baptist Church in Jackson, Tennessee." Hey, to my southern neighbor. That's me saying hey to him. "And I'm currently looking to purchase a new camera for the church. I've done a little bit of research and have seen a couple of different blogs recommend the Canon T4i and T5i. I like this idea because we would use this camera for photography and for video. However, I do have a few concerns. While I know that technology changes all the time, I want to invest in something that can fill both of these needs and that we can use for a long time. I've also seen others recommend the Canon 60D and the Canon 70D. Another issue I'm not sure about is recording limit on these cameras. While filming sermons, lectures, and interviews isn't my main goal with this camera, I would prefer the camera that can fulfill all my needs. Do you have a suggestion? I would really appreciate your input. Thank you, Jeff." Okay, let's go through these cameras, shall we? Personally, I have a Canon T3i. This is, if you look at the Eternity Changers show before this month, the Eternity Changers show was recorded on my T3i. I love this camera. It's a good camera. It's less expensive than the 7D or the 60D, and it does everything I need except for two things. I would really prefer long playback, thing one, long recording. Thing two, I would really prefer a better preamp in this because it's a very noisy preamp. And we'll talk about that as well. The T4i and the T5i are just incremental improvements on this. The T5i, I believe, is the one that allows you to do autofocus while you're shooting video, which is very nice. But I would tend to do manual focus with the follow focus, so that's less of an issue for me. So I like the 60D, I like the 70. I've got a friend that has the 7D, and in outdoor situations, while it's more rugged, it's a metal body as opposed to the plastic body on the T3i and subsequent models, it also tends to overheat. So my friend Ben is always talking about how his camera is overheating, and I just don't think that's very good at all. So I don't like that. Now let's talk about the one that, while I don't have, if I was going to buy one and I had the money today, I would buy the 70D, 70D. And if you go to bit.ly/SEVENTYD. That will take you to an Amazon page with information about the 70D. Now, it's not an inexpensive camera. It costs about $1,000. As far as I know, it still has the preamp issue, but you can get around that with either a juicy link or some other way of amplifying the signal to line level before it gets into the camera and turning down the gain to like one notch above nothing. So you can get past that problem, but the long recording problem you couldn't get past before now. The 70D, according to what I've read, haven't tried it out, but according to what I've read, will let you record longer chunks. Now, it's still in 4 gigabyte file pieces, but one ends at one frame, and then the next one starts at the very next frame, so you don't lose any information. So you can fill up your card with one continuous video, and that's not a problem. So that is what I would recommend, my friend. I think it's more than the T4i or T5i, and a little more around the same price as the 7D, but I think that it's a better camera. Okay, T. Rousey, who actually goes to my church and is a friend of mine on Facebook, which, by the way, you can feel free to friend me on Facebook. That's facebook.com/PaulClifford. Hey, Paul, I hope you're having a great day. Quick question for you. Do you know how to download a YouTube video on a Mac? I want to use it this weekend for Dig, but I don't know how to download it from YouTube. Is it possible? So, answer, yes, it's possible. You can do it on a Mac, Linux box, or a PC using the service called KeepVid, KeepVid.com. And there's another one, and it slipped my mind. I actually used the other one for T's question, because the one thing is KeepVid uses Java, and Java doesn't work on Chrome because Chrome is 32-bit, and the latest versions of, well, Chrome for Mac, the latest version of Java only works on 64-bit web browsers. So I used this other one, and it worked fine. I just Googled download YouTube video, and it came up, pasted in the URL, downloaded it, and it was great. So next, Gregory Anglin, who asked me this on the Church Tech community on Google+, but he mentioned me specifically. Sorry, I needed to grab my phone for this. So, just a second here. Let me go to the my audio folder. Okay, there we go. Paul Allen Clifford, I recall posting a while back about using an iPad and iPhone mic with earbuds snipped off for recording sermons like a lapel mic. Was that you? If so, any suggestions on recording on a recording app on an iPod? So the answer is, it wasn't me. It was Jeremy Sarber, who used to have my Tech Help for Churches podcast. He gave that to me when he gave it up. And so, but recording apps, a couple of people suggested hardware. He's not asking for hardware, he's asking for apps. So let me tell you the ones that I've used. I've used Blue Fire, that's BLUE space FIRE. I've used WavePad, all one word, WAVEPAD. iTalk, lowercase I, capital T-A-L-K, and iRig, iRig space recorder. So iRig recorder. I've used those four, and they seem to all work fine. I don't think any one of those was better than the other. WavePad, I think, allows you to do some trimming, so that might be better. And as I recall, they were all free when I got them, so that might be different now, but just so you know. Okay, and last but not least, Marvin Cruz, who goes by Dodemar on Twitter, asks me, he actually went over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact and asked me this question. Hey Paul, been wanting to ask this for a long time. Keep forgetting it though. Can I use Patreon as an online giving option for our church? Thanks. So, I'm going to recommend Give, G-I-I-I-V-E.com, as one possibility. I just saw this recently. There are other possibilities. But I think that Patreon probably isn't what you want, because first off, you have to set dollar amounts ahead of time. So that's problem number one. So what if the person's paycheck is, I don't know, they get paid weekly and it's $679. So they want to give 10%, that's $67.90, which is an odd amount. And on Patreon, you typically set amounts in $5 and $10 increments. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is it's automated. So I think what you would want is you would want both options. You would want an automated option where someone can just sign up and forget it. That's actually preferred, in my opinion, because I don't want to make the decision to give or not give. I just want to have made the decision and never think about it again. I just want that to disappear so that I don't think about it. I'm not tempted to spend that money. It's just gone. Also, so automated is a better way of doing it, but a lot of people will, because their paychecks fluctuate, need to go in every pay period and change the amount, and Patreon's not good at that. Patreon also wants to give like rewards for certain levels, and while you don't have to do that, that's kind of what it's made for. And Patreon is made for artists who release digital content on a regular basis. So it works for me because I release probably 20 shows a month, and that's why I've set it up as per show, per month, not per show, because if someone gave $1 per show, they're looking at $20. Now you can set an upper limit, but they would sign up thinking, oh, I'm just giving Paul $1 a month, that's nothing. And then if they didn't properly set that upper limit, they might end up giving me $22 a month, and I don't want to do that to my audience. So just because I'm so prolific, that's why I do it that way, and that's why I don't think that Patreon would exactly work. Now, it could be that you could say per church service or set it up per month. Either way, but I really think that Give is a better choice, or Give is a better choice. Now, you've got to be a 501c3 company or a corporation, a nonprofit to participate, and you have to apply and stuff like that. So it could be that it's harder for you. I know that Marvin is actually in the Philippines, so it could be that that doesn't work for him. But if it does, I think that would be a pretty cool option. So, let me put my T3i over there. Okay, so let me ask you, what questions do you have? How can I help you? just feel free to reply below this video and talk to me. Make sure you like it, subscribe to it, mention it to your friends and family. All that stuff is very helpful. And what I really want you to do is I want you to use this information to go out and change eternity. Until next time, I'm Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.